Welcome back. So for a while, it was looking like the fake official Fox News COVID origins narrative had finally come around to COVID coming from a lab. Only 2 years late on that one, fellas. A bioweapons lab, specifically the Wuhan Institute of Virology. If you're worried about a shortage of bioweapons labs, don't fret. Your taxpayer dollars go to support dozens of them operated by the Pentagon, guess where, in Ukraine. The mainstream press was promoting the lab leak idea, which is how you know it's a total lie and completely fake. The Department of Energy, a fake government bureaucracy, endorsed a lab origin in its report, more proof that it's fake. But now, out of nowhere, they've invented this brand new excuse. Now, instead of fairy tales of a bat or a pangolin or something, listen to this. They're trying to suggest that COVID might have jumped to humans from a raccoon dog. Here's an image of a raccoon dog. I've never seen a raccoon dog before, didn't know raccoon dogs existed. We know nothing about raccoon dogs on this program. But anyways, Eric Coppolino is a longtime investigative reporter. Now, he's predicted an awful lot of things correctly over the last few years. He rightly predicted that the PCR tests for COVID were a complete fraud, useless to us for detecting a virus, but very useful for the CIA and the government to be used to drive up the number of fake COVID cases so they could murder people in the hospital with deadly remdesivir protocols. Turns out that was true. And just recently on the show, Eric Coppolino warned that levels of dioxin in East Palestine would explode, endangering the entire population there, despite EPA claims that the town's air and water are completely safe. A total lie. And he's being proven correct on that as well. Eric Coppolino joins us now to break down this new raccoon dog excuse for the virus. Eric, it's always a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for making the time for us.
Thank you, Stu.
Yeah. Raccoon dog, what is this thing?
I don't know. I want to meet one, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat one. I want to make friends with one. I've never heard of a raccoon dog until now.
No, looks very scary. And so this is some made-up species that apparently now we're supposed to believe was somewhere near this bioweapons lab in Wuhan. What does this tell you about what the actual COVID origins narrative is?
Well, okay, so if I may go back to January 2020, the ping pong game between lab release and natural origin has gone on since around January 23rd, 2020. Now, they were claiming the virus all through January, but I believe it was Sunday, the 23rd of January, 2020, an article was appeared mysteriously in the British tabloids. I forget which one. It was either the Sun or the Mail. It's in my chronology. And this article, out of nowhere, plants the concept of a lab release. The next day, not 2 days later, the very next day, The Lancet came out with an article, a peer-reviewed study, saying that the wet market theory could not be true because out of their claimed 41 index cases, 13 of them had absolutely no contact with the market or contact with anyone at the market. Therefore, the market couldn't be a point source.
So we knew that, obviously. I mean, we're about 2 years ahead of the
narrative here. Yes, and there were other studies done of all the market stalls. So what I'm getting at here is that this ping pong game between lab release, wet market is just a thing to make it look like there's a virus. When what's actually happened is 213 governments have admitted that they cannot produce a sample of the virus. All the early studies and every study since are using metagenomic transcription, not viral isolation and purification. They're cooking the thing up like a kind of a video game using artificial intelligence and their model viruses. Now there's 14 million of them, 14 million, but no reference. There's 14 million variants of SARS-CoV-2, but there's no one actual thing that was discovered. They're all created the same way using metagenomic transcription and this disgusting virus isolation thing, which is kind of like poison. It's basically a bunch of poisons put through a computer, and then they come up with a concept. All this origin stuff, wet market, versus lab release.
It's gain a psyop, function, right? I mean, it's a total lie. It's a total psyop.
It's BS. It's all it is it's two mirrors facing each other to create the illusion that there's something there.
Kind of like the our same election lie. Process, actually. We don't elect people, we install them. But for years, for decades, we've had the illusion of this two-party, you know,
yeah,
constitutional republic of sorts.
It's hilarious metaphor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So where did this sickness come from?
Was there a sickness? There were only recorded excess deaths in 16 of the United States. 16. The United States shares a 5,000-mile contiguous border with Canada. No excess deaths in Canada. I live in upstate New York. They had excess deaths in New York, but they had commuters going back and forth between New York and Kingston 5 days a week. There were nothing was going on in Kingston. So if it was contagious.
What time period are you talking about specifically? Because now there's excess deaths all over the place in the wake of the release of this injectable bioweapon.
Yeah, all prior to the blood clot shot, the heart attack medicine. All prior to that. I'm talking about the spring of 2020 exclusively. Once the injection comes out, that's a whole new ball game, which they had planned to cover calling it COVID. Of course, I call it COVID. Breakthrough case and all this nonsense. But all we're looking at is 2020. So excess deaths in only 16 cases. Excess deaths begin only when the mitigation measures begin. So they didn't have a problem. Then they start to solve it, and then people start to die. And they're killed by hydroxy. They're killed by remdesivir. They're killed by venting. Venting is putting people into a coma. They're being killed by isolation. They're being killed by starvation. They're being killed by all the other things that kill people when they're 75, 80 years old.
We've had Vera Brooks on this program multiple times. Rod Brooks, who was a completely healthy person, all kinds of photographs of him. Great family, great person, both of them. I mean, this is what remdesivir does to you. This is what these sedatives do to you. They put you into a coma. They sedate you with a cocktail that would be deadly to elephants, I think. I mean, three times what would cause the death of a human, obviously. And then they separate you from your families and they murder you with poisonous toxins called remdesivir, which failed an Ebola trial. So it's our belief that this was obviously a premeditated weapon of bio warfare, this thing that they're calling a virus. It was never a respiratory virus. There's evidence to suggest that it was actually created partly at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Barrick. And now new information about Fort Detrick is coming out, that this thing could have originated there and then sent offshore. We don't know where it went, obviously, but I don't even think that the Wuhan Institute of Virology has anything to do with COVID-19. All of the bogus propaganda videos of people dropping dead and dying suddenly, all of these Chinamen just keeling over, it's been proven to be all fake. Nobody was dying at home or dropping dead in the streets here from COVID-19. Right. They were all exclusively dying in the hospital because they were being murdered for money and killed for cash. Yes. So is it possible that this thing was offloaded to one of these dozens of bioweapons labs that are in Ukraine that it appears that Vladimir Putin seems to be strategically targeting?
Well, okay, so I don't doubt that they have a bioweapons arms race going in the budget. And they're creating the ruse of a bioweapons arms race, and they're frightening us with a bioweapons arms race. But if you can't produce a copy of the virus, a sample taken from a person, then there was no virus. Now, what did leak from a lab was Lili Ren's 402123, the first sequence that was filed, and Fan Wu's MN908947, the second sequence that was filed. And those did come out of a lab called a metagenomics lab. It's essentially a computer lab. It's an AI lab. So they did leak from a lab, but it was an AI lab, and they were certainly filed by China, which means the Chinese Communist Party, in the international virus databases. But there's not a virus there. There's a phony sequence. It's never been shown to match a virus, come from a virus, or cause illness. So the perpetual excuse-making about where the virus came from is only it's like racism or sexism. It's designed to evoke prejudice
or basically. Climate change. It's everywhere. You just can't prove where it is, but it's an ongoing crisis that can be used to usher in a full totalitarian one world governance.
Yes. And the plans leading into the COVID-19 scenario, for example, the two different conferences in October 2019, which lay the entire plan out, the mRNA vaccine, the shutdowns of the internet, all that was Event 201, and then the one at the Milken Institute, which is mind-blowing because it's Fauci in late October 2019 explaining the business plan for a new kind of vaccine that comes out, I think 10/29/19. And then basically 6 weeks later, they have their phony pandemic. Yeah. It's really astonishing how they've not covered their tracks.
No doubt that there were people getting sick. They were falling ill. They were having problems breathing. They were losing their taste and smell. They were feeling like they had headaches. This is what happens when you're poisoned. This is what happens when you're the victim of an unleashed bioweapon. And then you get the injectable form of the bioweapon. The stuff was in the things that we consume in the air. It was in our water. It was in our food. They're even now talking about putting mRNA technology, which we can't even find in these vials, by the way, into the food that you eat, the cows, the chickens, et cetera. So this is a mass poisoning, a kill off, a genocidal level event like the planet has never seen before.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Perpetuated at the hands of the government.
What? No other description fits.
So what do we do now to stay safe? For example, those in East Palestine who are being told by the EPA that the town's air and water are just completely safe.
They have no reason to trust the EPA. They need to get out if they can. They need to get out. An evacuation needs to be organized. People with second homes need to take them in. They need to go to relatives. They need to get out of there. They're basically just stewing in 50 chemicals plus the combustion byproducts of the blending of all these things. It is the least safe place on the planet right now. I'd rather live in the exclusion zone in the Ukraine near Chernobyl. Yeah. I would happily live, given the choice, I would live in the exclusion zone without a question.
Well, don't leave us quite yet. We're going to need you around.
No, I'm not going to the exclusion zone. I had my chance.
Then write about a whole lot of things. So we need you to stick around. And we appreciate you joining us today. Eric Coppolino, thank you so much for being here.
Stu Peters, a pleasure as ever.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
So it's no secret. Everybody knows the use of CBD is absolutely exploding everywhere. You can find CBD at every ghetto corner store, but who knows where the hell that stuff comes from or what's in it exactly? Am I getting pegylated lipid nanoparticles or mRNA stuff? Am I getting a bioweapon? Am I being poisoned by the CBD that comes from China? Maybe. Well, if you have migraine headaches or allergies, or if you have Parkinson's, or if you have a child with ADHD, maybe you suffer from ADHD yourself. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, maybe you want to be more relaxed. The use of CBD can be used for all of these things, and people all over the internet are reporting positive results. However, where you get it from is extremely important. My CBD company is Curable. It's based right here in my home state of Minnesota. All the hemp is sourced in a field just hours away from this studio, just minutes away from my home. I know the director actually met with him over the weekend, Jeremy Ceresig, very good guy. This is a family-owned and operated business. And all of the hemp being sourced here, you know that what's in it is actually good for you. So go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Research all of the benefits of naturally treating yourself with CBD. And then when you're choosing your CBD company, use Curable. I trust them. I would ask you to give them a try as well. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, curable.com. Plus, if you use promo code STU when you go there, you get 20% off site-wide. 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children. With the future of air purification, trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.